You're listening to week one of the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Clown. We're here thanks in large part to our friends at Bel Air Land, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, United Fidelity Bank, Award War Trophies, and Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. Mike Carey, the agent. Today, we'll hear from first-year head coach John Batts and the senior Tyler Klainer coming off the edge, the defensive end, the tight end, looking for a big senior season, trying to get Boonville above 500 in the first year of the John Batts era. So we're going to take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. First-year head coach John Batts answering some questions, not only about Paoli, but also about the scrimmage they had against North. So what we saw from the Pioneers in that scrimmage with the Huskies, that and more on the other side right here on WREF. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. So many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, run on Main Street. Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a Pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
You're listening to the Boonville Football Show, week one of 2025. I'm Brad Klein, so happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Last year, we had a lot of fun talking about this team with the head coach, Darren Ward. Now, unfortunately, Coach Ward not here, but fortunately, we have John Batts from the Ward staff sticking around and taking on his new duty as the head coach. Coach Batts is here every single week on WREF. Can't wait to get this started, Coach. Really appreciate the time. How are we feeling?
Feeling great. Thanks for having us on, Brad.
Well, you know, congratulations, and thanks for coming on. Congratulations on getting the job to be the head coach of your alma mater. That's great, but there is a burden of hopping on with me every single week, having to talk to me every single week. So, you know, just be careful what you wish for.
All righty.
So, in all seriousness, Coach, this is your first season as the head coach, and again, of your alma mater. That is an immense privilege to be able to do that, to be able to say that. What's it been like, just your first summer, your first camp with the Pioneers as the head coach?
We've had a really productive summer. New to the role, but not to the program.
Sure.
Have a lot of familiarity with the players within the program and school and community. But we've had a highly productive summer. We got after it early in the mornings this summer. Felt we showed a lot of growth and gains in terms of strength and speed. I'm hoping that transitions to the field this fall.
Well, how do you know when you are in camp in the summer and you guys are hitting yourselves, just kind of practicing against yourselves, how do you know, Coach, if you have a group that can win some games in the fall? It's kind of, I'd imagine, hard to gauge just in the dog days of the summer in drills.
I guess it's kind of tough to see, but you'll have those kids that stand out. I mean, we've got phenomenal leadership this year. Tyler Kleiner, Grant Davis, and the rest of that senior class, they've really stepped up this summer, have really matured, really grown as leaders. They've done a great job this summer of getting their teammates there. We've had great turnouts, high energy. Kids really putting in work in the weight room, on the field, and seeing a lot of gains and a lot of growth in terms of that strength. We've seen a big jump in speed this summer, done a lot of speed training. So we do feel confident. Like I said, it is sometimes tough to see kind of what you got when you're going against yourselves. But our buy-in's been great. The effort has been there. We're really excited about week one here.
Yeah, obviously you spent a lot of time on the defensive side of the ball when Coach Ward was at the helm. Now you take over as head coach. I'd imagine you'd like to see the defense stay pretty similar. What is the offensive look now that you're the head man?
We've actually kept a lot of the same terminology, but we're going to adapt a little bit. We've got a quarterback we feel that can move the ball. Our greatest strength this year is probably our skill players, just the amount of athleticism and speed we have out there on the edge. So finding ways to get those guys the balls. Ball will be our biggest task this year. Like I said, we got a lot of playmakers, but we want to spread the field a little bit, try to isolate some of those guys, get them the ball out there in space, and take advantage of what the defense gives us.
What'd you learn about the team in that scrimmage against North? And that's a really good team. Another first-year head coach in Zach Nero. What did you learn about your guys?
I thought we competed really well. We actually had our black and gold scrimmage a week prior, and a little bit disappointed in that. I thought we could have been a lot better. It is kind of tough going against yourself, and we wanted to balance the teams and whatnot. But our boys responded really well this past Friday. I thought we had great effort. We looked best we've looked all summer up front. Just really good energy, moved the football. So I was really, really pleased with our production Friday night.
Hey, Coach, just want to go back real quick. You mentioned the quarterback position, Grant Davis back for his senior year. But what does the quarterback position look like for this upcoming season, Boonville football?
We've transitioned in the past year. We did. Grant Davis was a two-year starter for us at quarterback. Grant is absolutely the leader, one of the leaders of this team. His greatest attribute from the quarterback position the last couple of years has been his ability to run the football.
Sure.
And to get out in space. So when looking kind of at what we had in terms of our roster, I mean, just being able to design to play for him, to be able to get him the ball, the more touches for Grant, the better. And we felt like his, he's best needed and used there at the running back position. For us, we have a kid in Jackson McCain, great size kid, 6'3", 6'4". He's got a really strong arm. He's still learning the position, but has really come on here in recent weeks. And Jackson will start for us at quarterback this year.
Yeah, really exciting. I feel like a lot of people, they see first-year starter at quarterback, and they might be a little bit apprehensive, but this kid is getting the nod for a reason. What is his best attribute? You mentioned his ability to move the football, but now he's got an extremely skilled guy in the backfield with him. What does Jackson bring to the position that other people don't, just because everyone's different, everyone has different ability?
Jackson's just got a phenomenal arm. But with that size, that strength, he's got some speed as well.
Sure.
Just being able to see the field, having him and Grant in the backfield together is going to be such a strength for us. Grant's still continuing to lead back there. But I think Jackson allows us to kind of spread that field a little bit more, push the ball down the field, We've got a really, really strong run game, but we've got a lot of receivers. You know, we're too deep across the board there and feel confident in any of those guys to come in and make a play.
Feels like a pretty wicked mesh point. You guys want to run some RPO, but that's all really good for Boonville football. New quarterback, new head coach. But one thing that they do have that's going to stay as a common denominator is Tyler Klainer coming off the edge and up the seam as a tight end. He's going to join the program in a moment right here on WREF. It is week one of the Boonville football show. Don't go anywhere. Bel Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. Plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. And mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. Ah, so many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. Hey, right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Back here on WREF, it's week one of the Boonville Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Tyler Klainer, the senior tight end and defensive end, is here on WREF talking about the Pioneers, their upcoming first game against Paoli, and everything in between. Tyler, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing great.
So how does it feel to finally be in game week? I know the countdown during the dog days of the summer, it ain't easy.
Yeah, it's been a long summer. We've been working hard. Myself and the whole team, we are really excited to start winning games.
No doubt. Now, I'd imagine that it is a different camp than what you're used to from your first few seasons in varsity football, just because you have a different head coach, Darren Ward, stepping down after 10 seasons. John Batts, not new to the program, but new to the role as head coach. What has it been like for you as a leader in the locker room to kind of take this roster through the coaching change?
We've been adapting to the change. The summer schedule is different this year, but, I mean, we're still working just as hard, if not more, and it's going good. It's going great.
It has nothing to do with, oh, one coach over another. But the bottom line is they're different people, even though Coach Batts comes from the same system, the same staff as the one that you've been in your entire career. What has been the primary difference between the coaching style of Darren Ward and the coaching style of John Batts?
Coach Ward's a little more old school, for sure. And Batts is a younger guy. He brings a lot of energy. But, you know, he's been around, so we've all known Batts for our whole career at Boonville. And he's been around for, I've known him since middle school, so, I mean, we've had a long relationship, and it's nice having a coach that you've known for so long, and so you already have that relationship there.
Now, between the previous relationship that you guys have and have built over the course of many years, and then also with him looking at you as a senior, how much has he leaned on you to help out the other guys, especially the younger guys, getting accustomed to how he likes to do things in his program, Boonville football?
Yeah, we've been bringing the energy and bringing intensity to every single practice and every single rep. As a leader, I feel I'm responsible. If we're having a bad practice, it's on me, so I need to do something to make sure we have a better practice.
Tyler Klainer here on WREF, the Boonville football show, getting ready for week one. We'll talk about that in a moment, but Tyler, for you, your game has been really strong for a very long time. Last year, you're getting in the backfield a lot, coming off the edge. What has been really the development from junior year to senior year? What's the difference that we should expect to see on the field from Tyler Klainer?
Well, I'm a lot stronger, and a lot bigger, and a lot faster. Got a different playbook this year, so I guess you talked about defense, but on offense we have a new playbook. Mm-hmm. Defensively, we're pretty much the same, but I mean we got a lot of big guys. I think we're a really strong and fast team this year, and we have a lot of guys that I think we're gonna have a lot of opportunity to win a lot of games this year, especially with new coaches. And I like it. I like the new playbook. Now I'm excited.
Yeah, I want to know all about offense, too. Is that something that we should expect to see? I mean, you were involved last year on offense, but are you going to have more of a role as a tight end or something else in this new system?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I'm a tight end, so obviously I'm going to be blocking a lot still. But we're going to be – I should be more involved, but, I mean, we got a lot of weapons on offense, so I know we need to spread the ball around to a lot of guys.
No doubt, no doubt. Again, Tyler Klainer here on WREF had three catches, speaking of his offense, against Paoli to begin last year. Now, that's how you guys start this year as well. A 14-7 loss, had your opportunities against Paoli a season ago. How much of that game, week one, though it feels like an eternity ago, and it really was a year ago, how much of that sticks in your head as you guys get ready for Friday Night Football this week?
Oh, it's been in our head the whole summer. We know we should have won that game. Yeah, we really want that one back this year, and we expect to win.
What is kind of the X factor, so to speak? I mean, what's the difference between narrow win and narrow loss in a game like that? And in other words, what do you guys have to do differently this year?
Last year we just came out flat and we weren't physical. Paoli's a physical team. I mean, their game plan's pretty well known. They're going to run the ball 90% of plays. We came out flat and we were soft. We were not physical at all. This year, over the summer, we've just been preaching intensity and being physical. You cannot be weak, especially at the line of scrimmage. So, we're going to be physical this week. And, that's one of our main points that's been on the whole summer and this week.
Tyler, really appreciate your time. Good luck, not only this week, but also this season. Big year for you, obviously, senior year. Big year for the program under a new head coach in John Batts. And just can't wait to see what you guys do individually, but also also as a unit, the team, because it's a really exciting year. So good luck.
Thank you.
You got it. All right, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. John Batts rejoins the program in a moment, talking all things Paoli for this upcoming Friday. The Boonville Pioneer Football Show, week one, right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
So you want to order in pizza for the family. Ah, so many options. So why choose Pizza Chef? Oh, one sec. Hey, thanks. Honey, pizza's here. And right on Main Street, Pizza Chef will be at your front door before the kids can get cranky. Oh, and there's something unique for everyone, like wings and straws and desserts. Look, it's the perfect move for a pioneer family. Pizza Chef in downtown Boonville.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even, shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Wrap it up shop on week one of the Boonville Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Head coach John Batts is here on the ref to talk about week one of the season, Friday night against Paoli. Coach, really appreciate the time. How do you feel about this rematch? I know you guys had your chances last year. Narrow loss, 14-7 a year ago. What about this year?
We're excited for the opportunity to compete against Paoli again. I've got a lot of respect for Coach Dittmer and what they're doing there at Paoli, a pair of back-to-back 10-win seasons for them, and a good program. That is one, you know, last year, 0-0 at the half, game that we felt we could have and probably should have won. We put the ball on the ground a few times last year, had some costly turnovers and didn't get off the field when we needed to. But that's a game that's kind of been on the back of our minds for about a year now, so we're hoping to get out there Friday and be able to avenge that loss.
You know, we were just talking to Tyler Klainer a moment ago. He kind of seemed like this has been a chip on his shoulder for a very long time. How much of that is manufactured or really emphasized by the coaching staff, yourself included, and how much of that is natural, not only for Tyler, but the entire locker room?
We've referenced the Paoli game many times this spring, this summer. But again, our seniors, you know, this is their last crack at Paoli. So it's something that, you know, themselves, they talk about it. We talk about it regularly. Paoli, again, with a couple of other games last year, were ones that we felt got away and were the difference in a 500 season versus a 7-win season a year ago.
Now, sure, and Paoli is one of those teams that's going to run first, second, and third, right? They're a run-heavy team. But even though you know what's coming, you don't necessarily know how it's going to look. So how do you prepare your defense for such a run-focused offense, but they can mix it up in so many ways? So for you, what does that look like in the game plan?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yeah, they are phenomenal at what they do. I think they averaged around 360 yards on the ground per game last year. It's a tough offense to stop. You got to be willing to have guys, you know, willing to get their hands dirty in the trenches. Our backers got to make appropriate reads, and we got to be ready to come play. An offense like Paoli, you can't sit on your heels and wait for it to come to you. You got to be the aggressor. You got to work downhill, and you got to get them on the ground ultimately.
You know, just because we had Tyler on the program, I want to ask you about him. Maybe the best moments for him defensively last year came with him sacking the quarterback. He did that a bunch. Against Paoli, how do you plan on using him coming off the edge or coming up the middle? Because he is a weapon regardless of where you start him before that ball is snapped. So how does his role change against such a run-heavy offense in Paoli?
You know, Tyler's, like I said, he's a phenomenal two-way player for us, probably one of the best two-way players here in Southern Indiana. I think any team, not just Paoli, but any team's really got to account for him and prepare for him on Friday nights. We'll use him in a variety of ways. Tyler's a kid that you can, you know, like I said, mentioned, we can send on a blitz off the edge, but we're confident in dropping him in pass coverage. I mean, he does a little bit of everything for us. So definitely glad he's on our team wearing the black and gold. But yeah, we've got some ways in mind to use him this coming Friday.
Again, John Bass, the head coach of Boonville Football, is here on WREF. You know, Coach, we talk all about how you are new to the role but not to the program. Of course, with you being a longtime assistant for the Pioneers, your alma mater, that's all well and good, and no one's more qualified to take over for Coach Ward than you. But when I ask you about, how's the first summer going? How's the first season going to be? Cool. What's going to be that feeling in your stomach when toe meets ball and kickoff comes around Friday night, 7:30 against Paoli? Because for you, this has been the thing that you've been working towards your entire career, the right to be the head coach of a high school varsity team, not to mention your alma mater.
Yeah, it'd be like you said, weren't a few nerves, but I'm usually generally pretty relaxed guy.
Yeah.
So feel pretty good about this Friday and going into it. Got a great support system here with this staff and the kids. They've, like I said, they bought in from the get-go. So we're confident in what we're able to do. We're just hoping, you know, all the work we put in this summer will translate to success this fall.
6-6 last year, Boonville football with a new coach, a new quarterback, and a new season to look forward to. 7:30 start against Paoli on Friday night. Really looking forward to seeing what you guys put out there. It's a really exciting season. So, Coach, thank you so much for not only today, but for the entire season upcoming. Can't wait to do it again with you next week, and looking forward to seeing what happens on Friday night.
All right. Thank you, Brad.
All right. Again, that is week one of the Boonville Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Thanks for listening.